Immigration policy has been a top political issue in Washington for years, becoming increasingly divisive. Part of the debate includes how the U.S. handles people seeking refugee status in America. Ann Richard, a former Assistant Secretary of State in the Obama administration, is now a visiting professor at Hamilton College. She is presenting a lecture on refugee policy at the private liberal arts school in Clinton, New York, tonight. Richard spoke with WAMC's Jim Lavoulis about what she will discuss.
Well, I was the Obama administration Assistant Secretary of State dealing with refugees, and I remain concerned about how the Trump administration is shutting down the admission of refugees to the United States, something that was an American tradition. And so I'm going to talk about what the Obama administration was trying to do and what the Trump administration is doing now related to refugees. And it's a really very, very different story between the two administrations.
And what is the process for seeking and receiving refugee status in the U.S., and how has it changed between the two administrations?
Well, as your listeners may know, there are record levels of displaced people around the world. More than 70 million people are displaced because of war and persecution, and they're fleeing for their lives. And of those, 26 million have crossed an international border. They've crossed out of their home countries, and they're trying to make it to safety. And so the Obama administration was trying to bring more of them to the United States, in addition to leading the world in responding with aid overseas. The Trump administration has not only tried to cut the budgets of the development and humanitarian parts of the U.S. government, but also has really run the program to bring a fraction of the world's refugees to the United States. They've run that program into the ground. It's really on life support right now. And I'm just very alarmed by this, because I think helping refugees, helping displaced people is an American tradition, and they have just kind of thrown the whole tradition to the side without a real debate about it.
There has been plenty of discussion about climate change in the past week, with the United Nations discussing the topic during its meeting in New York City. During your time in President Obama's administration, did you see the effects of migration caused by climate change?
We do think that some migration has at its root environmental impacts. So farmers who can no longer farm because of drought, and people who see their homes being swallowed up by water, or are feeling the impact of more ferocious natural disasters and hurricanes, they're on the move. They're part of the hundreds of millions of people on the move around the world today. There are lots of things good governments can do to try to prevent the worst things happening, to make us all more resilient. And so climate migrants, so-called climate migrants, people are forced to move because they can no longer live in the places that they were living because of changes in the natural environment. Those are definitely a related topic that is getting more and more attention.
And of course, refugee policy is part of the overall immigration debate. Going off of your experience, where is the common ground in the immigration debate between the White House and Congress? In other words, if there is an immigration reform package to be reached, what might that include?
Well, what I'm puzzled by is where the Republican Party is today, because it's no secret that a lot of Democrats are pro-immigrant, you know, wanting to arrange to have the so-called Dreamers to stay in the U.S. But the Republican Party for decades and decades was pro-refugee. If people were fleeing Eastern Europe, communism in Eastern Europe, if they were people who had helped us in the Vietnamese War, it was made possible for them to find sanctuary in the United States. Cuban baseball players, Russian ballerinas, if they made it to the U.S., they were given asylum. So today we see the White House being very antagonistic to refugees and immigrants, and we don't hear a lot from other Republican leaders. And so this is, I think, a dilemma. And, you know, I really think more Americans should be speaking up saying, hey, we're descended from refugees and immigrants. This doesn't have to do with politics. This has to do with who we are as a nation. we should continue this practice.
Now, of course, we do hear from a lot of listeners who do not like current American refugee policy, but it can sometimes feel like an intractable issue. What, if anything, can the average individual do about refugee policy?
Well, you know, I am teaching at university, so kids come to me, I mean, younger people, and they say, you know, I want to go overseas and help the refugees. And sometimes I say to them, we'll start by going down the block. You know, we have people who fled terrible traumatic experiences trying to restart their lives in the United States. And their kids need tutors. The parents need jobs. You know, think of Chobani Yogurt, where Hamdi Lukayo, who started that, he was an immigrant, so he gave a lot of people in upstate New York jobs. He is pro-hiring refugees. And so that's all people need sometimes, is just a step on the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder, and then they can take care of themselves. They can become self-sufficient. So, you know, providing gently used household goods to refugees, encouraging them, providing jobs, being open-minded about hiring people who maybe haven't been in the U.S. very long, landlords who are willing to rent their apartments to people who have zero credit history, that can make a life-changing difference to people who have really suffered in the past.
Ann Richard served as Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration during the Obama administration. She will give a lecture titled Refugee Policy in the Obama and Trump Administrations on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Hamilton College. Ann, thank you.
Thank you very much.